USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. An air show tragedy in Dallas, Texas on Saturday. Two historic military planes collided and crashed, sending debris to the ground, shutting down a local roadway. Officials say they will not confirm the death toll until federal investigators clear the scene. Hank Coates, the CEO of the privately operated commemorative Air Force that organizes the show, says there were up to five crew members on the B-17 and one pilot aboard the P-63 aircraft that collided.
This is not their first rodeo. These guys are very well versed. They spend their summer times. Many of them are airline pilots, retired military pilots like myself.
The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are launching investigations. A Midwest company is using child labor.
Officials are investigating a major sanitation company after finding children working dangerous shifts at food processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. The U.S. Department of Labor issued a temporary restraining order and injunction against Packer Sanitation Services, claiming the company hired at least 31 children as young as 13 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In Arizona, the county sheriff says a mostly peaceful protest took place Saturday outside the Maricopa County Elections Office. Tensions are running high in the state as ballot counting continues Saturday night. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Bill Gates is dismissing rumors that the process is being manipulated to focus on votes from certain areas, as he says people have falsely claimed.
If unfair allegations are being made, I'm going to respond to those because we don't want that misinformation out there.
Negotiators at the COP27 UN Climate Conference in Egypt are working hard to draft deals on a wide range of issues to curb greenhouse gas emissions and help poorer countries deal with global warming. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Middle and high school kids are smoking.
About 3 million middle school and high school students across the U.S. are smoking. A new report from the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration on Thursday found that some 3 million young people reported using a tobacco product within 30 days of being surveyed. The survey was conducted from January through May. The survey also found that youth are using e-cigarettes and flavored cigars more than traditional cigarettes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After denying Brittany Griner's appeal for freedom on October 25th, Russia transferred the imprisoned WNBA star to a penal colony to serve a 9-year sentence for trafficking hashish while boarding a domestic flight with her Russian Premier League team in January. President Biden Wednesday gave an update on her case. He was speaking during a post-election day news conference at the White House, saying that he hopes now, with the U.S. midterms all over with, Moscow might be willing to talk more seriously about a prison swap.
We've had a number of discussions so far, and I'm hopeful that now that our election is over, there's a willingness to negotiate more specifically with us.
Here's the call by Bob Kestling from Learfield.
Hooker rolls right, fires into the end zone. Easy pitch and catch. Touchdown, Tennessee. Princeton Fant gets the touchdown grab. His second of the day.
Number 5, Tennessee went on to beat Missouri 66-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.